Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I've titled our reading, A House Undivided. On June 16, 1858, as the newly nominated Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate from Illinois, Abraham Lincoln delivered his famous House Divided speech, which highlighted the tensions between various factions in America regarding slavery. It caused a stir among Lincoln's friends and foes. Lincoln felt it was important to use the House Divided figure speech, which Jesus used in Matthew 12:25, because it was widely known and simply expressed. He used this metaphor so it would strike home to the minds of men in order to rouse them to the peril of the times. While a divided house can't stand, the implied opposite can. An undivided house stands unified. In principle, that's what the house of God is designed to be. Though made up of people from various backgrounds, together we've been reconciled to God and each other through Jesus' death on the cross. In view of this truth, Paul, in Ephesians chapter 4, offers this instruction to believers in Jesus. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Today, when heightened tensions threaten to divide people who are otherwise united, such as our families and fellow believers, God can give the wisdom and strength needed to keep unity with one another through the help of the Spirit. This will cause us to be light in a dark, divided world. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 to 22. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you're no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Shall we pray? Jesus, please grant us wisdom, courage, and strength to live in ways that demonstrate reconciliation with all people. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Arthur Jackson, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.